语课堂听 class.com。
Part 2, Note Taking. Instructions. Listen to the following passages and take notes. After listening, check your notes to see if any improvement can be made. Passage 1.
古代奥运与五环会徽。相传古代奥运是希腊众臣的竞技活动，直到公元前900年才有正式的历史记载。但据说在之前的400年即已有奥运活动，而有关于古代奥运的正确日期记载始于公元前776年，四年竞技一次。第一届现代奥运在希腊独立75周年纪念日同一天举行。虽然希腊政府在财政方面仍不安稳，但一般民众都非常投入。中断了1500年的奥运终于要恢复了。五环为奥林匹克之会徽。原始的五环旗于1913年时由古柏丁设计，长3公尺，宽2公尺。制作挂于瑞士洛桑的国际奥会总部大厅中。当时古柏丁说明设计的用意，五色的环圈，蓝、黄、黑、绿、红，代表全世界的五大洲，现在已连接一起，属于奥林匹克活动的部分，共同为接受运动竞赛良好的结果继续努力。它代表着奥林匹克友谊的精神及全世界运动员之间的平等，而六种颜色包括白底则代表全世界各国国旗的颜色，可说是一个国际性的标志。
Passage 2.
Olympic preparations drive economic development in Beijing.Read by Yvonne Forrest. The preparatory work for the 2008 Olympic Games has served as a driving force for Beijing's social economic development, which also provides good conditions for the Olympics, said Lu Yingchuan, Vice Director of the Municipal Commission of Development and Reform. At a press conference on Wednesday, he gave plenty of facts on the city's growth in the 2002 to 2006 period,which coincided with the preparations for the forthcoming Olympics. The capital city's gross domestic product, GDP, grew at an annual rate of 12.1%, 1.3% up compared with the 1997-2001 period, and its per capita income surged to $6,210, 1.9 times the 2001 level,and 2 years ahead of the government's goal. This development was achieved through a new growth pattern featured by lower resource consumption and waste emissions, Liu said.